Your SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is loading now. Today's SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Market Street, Sunbury, and online at PurdyInsurance.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to PurdyInsurance.com. Here in the Sunbury Motor Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Ski Routes 11 and 15.
It's Wharf.
Dave Paulson and I want to make sure that Kevin heard the introduction to this segment. Kevin, exactly what did the introduction say?
The Kevin Hur Show. Did I miss it?
As Aerosmith once sang, "Dream On."
I can see you singing Aerosmith, Steve.
Little Steven Tyler from Kevin Hur.
That would be right up his alley.
Don't want to miss a thing. Couldn't have gone that route. No.
Oh man, I was picturing more for like Meatloaf personally, but you know,
2 out of 3 ain't bad.
2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Well, that's okay. 2 out of every 3 days he gets this show right, so that's all right.
That's good. Okay. That's not bad.
Interesting time because finals always are interesting. The mission of the university is to educate and graduate and open up doors down the road for successful lives and careers. For you as a basketball coach in your career, you also have to work around this, and you don't play again until you saddle up on Friday night against Marist. So how have you handled the practice schedule, Dave, so that they have that proper balance between finals and basketball?
Well, you know, it's always an inexact science. You know, I kind of like what, at least it looks like it's been okay for us. So we played, a week ago Saturday, and we gave them Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, where all they really had to do is come in and get some individual workouts in with assistant coaches a couple times based around their schedules. But to really let their bodies rest up, one, from the grind that we played, and then also to really catch up final papers that were due at the end of the semester in preparation for exams. And then we, our guys are in exams, but usually there's a block during the middle of the day where it's just worked out where nobody had an exam. So we were able to practice Thursday and Friday. There were no exams on Saturday and Sunday, so we practiced Saturday as well. We brought local high school officials in yesterday, did an inter-squad scrimmage, statted it, filmed it, trying to make it as game-like as possible just to kind of keep our game rhythm. Today is a really heavy exam day, so we're not practicing today. And then we'll go Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, leading up to the Marist game. So, I thought we were able to get some pretty good work in last week, try to get to kind of the next layer in our offense and defensive packages, work on some execution. But also, inter-squad scrimmage, was reasonably crisp yesterday. So, all things considered, I think we're at an okay place.
Do you do additional conditioning?
Well, you know what, Steve, I don't, because if you work as hard as we feel you need to work in practice during a two-hour practice, that's about all you can handle. And again, the guys are lifting. Now, we're able to have a few more sessions in the weight room because you don't really like to lift the day before a game. So with the 13 days off, we've been able to get 4 or 5 weight room sessions in. But if you beat the guys up too much, then they kind of lose their legs for February and March. So I've always been a big believer, be crisp, work very, very intensely, efficiently, but make sure they have something left in the tank. It's a long, long, long season. Ooh, and you got to pace your team to be able to, perform at your best in March.
You're 5-4. What is the state of your team at this particular time at the 1/3 mark?
Well, I think we're at an okay place. I think somebody just said, one of my assistants said, I think we have the 41st most difficult schedule up to this point in the country.
Yep.
So we certainly challenge ourselves. you know, our RPI number is actually, like right now we're ranked 50th in the RPI, which is probably a little bit higher than I think is valid, but I'm not going to complain. I think we won three games that I wouldn't have necessarily anticipated going into the season we would have won. Mm-hmm. We lost two games that I probably would have thought we might have won. Right. So, you know, we're kind of a plus one on the exchange. But we're playing, really differently on the offensive end. And our emphasis is a little different on the defensive end without the rim protector, Mike Muscala. I think we've adjusted relatively well. We're playing a lot of people. We've got a long way to go, and we certainly have not come anywhere as close to hitting our peak. But I like the competitiveness and the spirit with our guys.
Players determine playing time. I know a lot of people think that you, Dave Paulson, you are the almighty controlling playing time. When they practice or how they play in the game, it affects your mindset as to how to and when to play them. Are there a couple of guys that you're putting more trust in right now because of how they practice and play that maybe in October you still weren't sure?
Well, like Chris Haas is a guy who we knew would be a very, very good player. We didn't know how good, how early. So we knew that we wanted to commit to him in playing time. But his performance in the last couple of games has really been pivotal. He had two big buckets down the stretch against Columbia, did the same against Kent State. And even on the games where he hasn't played well, he's looked fine. You know, he hasn't looked rattled. So I think that's one guy. I think kind of the next guy up for us is John Azanero, who's a freshman, mm-hmm. who's played pretty solid for a freshman considering the schedule that we've played. He hasn't played in games at the level that we've seen him be able to compete in practices, but he hasn't looked scared. He hasn't looked dazed, and I think he's starting to gain a little more confidence. So he's maybe the next guy. And then we got a couple of guys that haven't played a lot in our rotation that are close, guys like Corey Starkey and Josh A. Singleton. And just in our inter-squad scrimmage yesterday, both of those guys looked really good. So, there's signs for some more growth for certain within this team.
You played six of the nine games away from Soika. Has that allowed you to grow?
Yeah, I think, we've been in challenging environments. We've played really good teams. We've played different styles. We've seen a lot of different kind of offensive styles. Also, a lot of different ways of guarding us. So I would hope that would really help prepare us, for the last two non-league games, but then certainly heading forward into conference play.
That was going to be my next question about the next two games with Marist and Fairfield. Are they important, not just in the overall look, but to set the tone going into the Patriot?
Yeah, I think there's no question about it. You know, that we want to keep improving. We want to play well. We want to win. There's no question about that. Mm-hmm. And then we also want to see, because we have done a decent amount of experimenting, both in terms of what we're doing on the floor and also who we're doing at West. And I think we've had to do that. And in my mind, we were going to use our non-conference season to do that. And then when we hit conference play, we really have to solidify our rotation a little bit more concretely and so that there's a little bit more continuity. So I think these last two games are huge for us on every level.
Dave, you mentioned the various styles that you've seen. You know the league, obviously, like the back of your hand as to how everybody likes to play. So have all these styles that you play pretty much match up where you're really not going to see anything different style-wise once you get to league play?
Well, I would think so, Steve. Now, again, it's interesting. You know, I worry about our team and I worry about our next opponent.
Sure.
So
right.
I haven't really glanced too much. And we have two new teams in our league in Boston University and Loyola, so I'm not as familiar with them, although we've played them out of conference in the past. And an interesting team is Colgate, and I haven't watched them on tape yet either, but they're playing really well, way beyond expectations heading into the season. So I'm not 100% positive, but in terms of how we play an offense and the different ways that you can guard it, we've just about seen everything, and we've seen some zone, and we've seen some press. So I would think by the time we had our first conference game after the first year, we'll have seen virtually every type of defensive strategy that people might throw at us.
Now, one final question. Something that I think fans and media that we delve into is something you just talked about. You know, we talk about, oh, they got to play this down the road, that down the road, so forth. As a coach, can you explain to the fans and also to the media how important it is that you are dialed in deeply on your team and then what you have, just what's next?
Yeah, I think it's the most important thing that we as coaches do. First of all, for me, because if I'm looking down the road at this team or the next team, then I'm not as focused on our progress and our improvement and our particular practice and what we need to do well. And the second thing is, I need to be dialed in that way to make certain that our guys are dialed in that way. Because you can't be intimidated by anyone. We can beat anyone on our schedule. We can lose to anyone on our schedule. And all you got to do is look at our results, or look at North Carolina's results, or look at Kentucky's results, or virtually, any team in America.
Penn State.
Anyone.
Yeah, exactly.
You can win pretty much any game. You can lose pretty much any game. And every year, anytime, this is my 20th year as a head coach, if I've ever looked back with regret, it's been about that our team didn't grow as much as we'd like, that we didn't get guys to accept roles as much as they like, or they didn't understand what I wanted as much as I would have liked. You know, teams are destroyed from within nine times more than they're beaten from without. And if we can just embrace a process of just us being as good as we can be and as prepared as we can be, then somebody's got to go beat us. And if they go and beat us, then they deserve to win. We don't want to lose. And that's kind of the mindset that we want to have with our guys. And make sure that we just focus on ourselves, and then what do we need to do against our next upcoming opponent.
Right, and see, I know in my job, in what I do, yes, in general terms, I can tell you something about every Big Ten team because of the show. Okay?
Right.
But the reality is, though, is that for me, I'm always dialed in on the very next game because I can't announce the game on New Year's Eve until I could do this game first.
Right.
So
right.
I know where you're coming from.
Yeah, but it's a big thing, and with social media and parents and everything like that talking about, well, this team's doing this and this team's doing that. You know, again, how many people had Auburn playing Florida State for the BCS championship?
Right.
I mean, if you put money down on that bet for Auburn to win it all, you'd have a chance to be wealthy beyond all means at the beginning of the year. So. You just got to play the games, and more importantly, you got to play the practice to prepare for the game, and then the rest will kind of take care of itself.
Yeah, win the day. And you can tell Kevin didn't have those two teams because he's here with you and me today. So,
yeah.
So we bring it back full circle, Dave.
Hey. Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, thanks so much for the time. Good luck against Marist on Friday night up there in Poughkeepsie, and then nice run of home games coming up for you after that.
So. Yeah, that sounds great. Hey, happy holidays to you and everyone who's listening.
Hey, happy holidays, Dave. It's always a pleasure on my part. I always enjoy it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much. Take care.
Dave Paulson, head basketball coach Bucknell. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury, here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Insuring your business is serious stuff. You don't need gimmicks or cutesy mascots or punchlines. You certainly don't want red tape. You just want the right coverage at the right price. We're as serious about insuring your business as you are about running it. Selective. Response is everything.
Get to know your local Selective agent, Purdy Insurance, on Market Street in Sunbury or at purdyinsurance.com. Find out what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Ready for a quality pre-owned vehicle? Well, get them before before they go to auction at Sunbury Motors. Go to sunburymotors.com and click on pre-auction blowout.
Like a 2005 Chevrolet Colorado, inspected with all stickers, just $12,494. A Carfax certified 2012 Ford Focus SE with low miles, just $13,962. HHR LT, new set of tires, $15,498. 2011 Toyota RAV4 Limited, $19,492. Diesel power for your big jobs. A 2011 Ford Super Duty F-350 with only 10,000 miles. Lowest price promise, $34,595. Call 570-286-7746.
All come with a Carfax report and our lowest price promise. Pre-auction blowout.
See the full inventory and schedule a test drive and see what your trade is worth, too, at sunburymotors.com.
At the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at our dealership, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sunbury Motors, a tradition of trust since 1915.
That's right. Getting ready for the taped Olympics. should be great.
It should be. This should be really good for the U.S.
It'll be 2014. Time to show it live.
I'm not arguing with you. I may actually stay up late and watch some of this stuff live, especially the bobsled, because the women's bobsled team actually swept the World Cup in Utah, Park City, just a couple of weeks ago. First, second, and third. And then the men with the four-man bobsled, Steve Holcomb's team won their seventh straight World Cup race. This is going to be really fun to watch the skeleton and bobsled teams this year. And by the way, the men's curling did qualify, beating the Czech Republic over the weekend. There you go. There's 30 good seconds for your Olympic update. You're informed now, aren't you?
Eight Nittany Lions earned all Big Ten honors from ESPN.com and BTN.com. Allen Robinson, first-team All-American, was named to ESPN.com and BTN.com's all Big Ten team. John Urschel, selected by to the BTN.com first team. Oops. And Daquan Jones, who won the Senior of the Year award last night at the banquet, was a BTN.com second-team selection. Quarterback Christian Hackenberg was selected BTN.com Freshman of the Year and the offensive captain of ESPN.com's all-freshman team nationally. Broke 11 records this year. Austin Johnson, defensive tackle, linebacker Naeem Wortman joined Hackenberg on the BTN.com and ESPN.com freshman all-Big Ten teams. Linebacker Brandon Bell and running back Akeel Lynch also were named to the BTN.com all-freshman team, giving Penn State a conference-high 5 honorees on the all-freshman team.
Quite a start.
You know, Lynch, of course, a redshirt freshman. Bell's true freshman, just like Hackenberg. And, again, they have spent a lot of time out. There have been a lot of rumors, by the way, on a big get today in recruiting for Penn State. It hasn't been confirmed yet. So, in football. So, the weekend headlines were as follows, and in no particular order. Okay? Daquan Jones, Senior of the Year, 3 awards for John Urschel at the football banquet. Coaches leave early to go to Hershey to watch the state championship game, presence being very important. Lady Lion basketball team, after losing inexplicably at South Dakota State, bounces back, beats Texas A&M yesterday. Zane Rutherford electrifies the crowd in Rec Hall yesterday by being the 2-time defending national champ and number 1 rated wrestler in his class. A remarkable performance in overtime by Rutherford yesterday. Okay, Nittany Lion basketball team, they lost on Saturday. And I mean that in terms of, look, you win some games, the other team's just better, they win some games. Every once in a while is a game that you lose. Penn State did lose that game to Princeton on Saturday. It's, you know, you know, just stating facts and, you know, not being overly critical. I mean, but it also changes the dynamics of what they're going to have to do in the Big Ten, which we've talked about. NFL, the Steelers won. Kevin didn't watch. Looked good doing it last night, too. Eagles lost, but then the Cowboys, accepting good fortune, went out and also lost after having a 26-3 lead. In fact, nobody seems to want it in Week 15. The Broncos play at home, coasting to the number one seed, lose. Now the door's open to New England, except they get intercepted in the end zone. At the end, they lose. The Eagles go out. There's the Patriots. Eagles go out, have a chance with the lead to expand. They play at Minnesota, team that's under 500, lose badly. Dallas now has a chance to tie for the lead and really be in control of their own destiny. They then lose. Meanwhile, Seattle goes into New York, rolls on, plays great, and they're one win away from being the number one seed in the NFC, and the road through Seattle and CenturyLink Field, very, very, very tough. Kevin wants me to point out that they're 52 days to the Winter Olympics. That way you're all emotionally prepared to watch events on tape. 2014, it's time to show the sucker live. We all have HD TVs now. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Kevin says he's going to stay up late to watch some of this stuff live.
Absolutely.
What's that? Ice badminton? Is that the new one?
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Primary topics today have been about Zane Rutherford and his remarkable performance yesterday that now draws attention to how good he can possibly be between now and March. Our thanks to Dave Paulson for being on the show today about Bucknell basketball, and a lot of conversation about Bill O'Brien today. A lot of conversation. We also talked a little bit about the NFL, and Kevin has tried to crowbar the Olympics in there.
I did my 30 good seconds. I'm good. I feel, you know, like I've informed everyone. 52 days, by the way.
When you go out on the road, and you're out in the community a lot.
I am.
Does anybody bring up the Olympics to you?
In my circle, yeah, there's a few people that are Olympic fans.
I mean, outside of the asylum.
No, listen, I'm not going to deny that this is not the NFL. It's not the NBA. It's not the NHL in interest. However, you could make an argument for the NHL interest because of the players that are involved in hockey. But I can guarantee you by the ratings alone, Stephen, that people are watching this stuff. If they weren't watching it, Steve, NBC wouldn't carry it on like six networks. All right, that's enough. But you have to admit, if this weren't a ratings win, NBC wouldn't have it on like six networks.
Well, Ralph Lauren is a sponsor of the gear, right?
I think so, yes.
Okay. So if you went to TeamUSAShop.com Olympics, okay? Go to www.teamusashop.com/Olympics. You would be able to find out what you could buy. And shipping is only for 3 days, $4.99.
Well,
you want to know what he's doing? You want to know what he's doing right now? Do you want to know what he's doing right now?
Yes,
right now, what he is doing is he's going online. And not only that, he is now mad that I already know this.
No. That's not the stuff I want. That's the Team USA this stuff. That's fine.
This is the official stuff.
I know that.
You want to, excuse me, I'm trying to improve the American economy. You're trying to help them. Okay? Come on. You can't do that. You can't buy for Russian stuff.
Well, but I want one with the Sochi with the Sochi logo and everything on it. And I went to the Sochi 2014 website.
Yo, dog. Listen up. What? Will you just listen up one second?
I'm listening.
You can either get the quality of American Ralph Lauren United States stuff, or you can get some knockoff stuff from the Caspian Sea that probably was manufactured up in Siberia.
Wait, is this the Ralph Lauren stuff made in the U.S., or is this the one that's made elsewhere?
Hey, it's Ralph Lauren, dog. It's Ralph Lauren. It's official USA stuff. Meanwhile, you want to get some knockoff that's made in Vladivostok. Well, I'm not here to pump up the Vladivostok economy, dog.
Listen. When I looked at the conversion rate from ruples to U.S. dollars at $55 a T-shirt, I wasn't that interested anymore.
Go to the Team USA shop. Come on, they've got stuff. Look,
see it all there.
Okay,
yeah.
Team USA shop. Okay, .com/Olympics. I'm sorry, the price is too low for you?
No, it's not the shirt that I want.
The American logo isn't quite right for you?
It's not the stuff that I want. I'm sorry.
I mean, it's $4.99 shipping. I can have it here to you in a couple days. Okay. Meanwhile, you want Ruski stuff.
You know what I did? You know what I went.
Russian stuff.
Here's a quick story time with Kevin.
Okay. First of all, you want to get this cheap knockoff stuff from Russia as opposed to quality of Ralph Lauren, okay? So you want to get this cheap stuff where, let's face it, when you start to wash the car with it, which is eventually what you're going to do anyway, it's going to tear. I mean, it's like buying a cheap golf ball, for goodness sakes, where it cuts on a practice swing.
Oh, brother. What was it? Was the 92 Olympics? Is that the one from? Was that Sarajevo?
That was Barcelona.
Was 92 Barcelona? All right.
Yes. Then 84 was. You talk about Winter Games?
No, Albertville, France.
Albertville was 92. Lillehammer was 94. 88 was Calgary. 84 was Sarajevo. 80 was Lake Placid. 76 was supposed to be Denver. It ended up being Innsbruck. 72 was Sapporo, okay. Japan. What?
Do you know in 19? All right.
you get mad when I take over your turf.
Yes, I do. All right. In 1993, I got
time
married
to
in 93.
Take a break. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance.
No, wait. 1993, I got married. We went to Disney for our honeymoon. We went to the World Showcase where they had Lillehammer shirts, and I bought one. Because that was the only place I could find Olympic shirts. So I had it was literally imported from Norway in Epcot's World Showcase. In the Norway section of World Showcase. It was the only place I've ever seen the Winter Olympic stuff in a store that was the licensed stuff that they were selling, in this case, in Lillehammer.
Just go over to Champs. I'm sure they got some stuff there. Come on. What? It's not good if it's not shipped?
No. The point was, I wanted the original that they were selling at the event. And
what's the difference if it's the same deal?
I went to Orlando to get it. At least I didn't have to go to Norway to get it.
And I'm talking about this case.
What, in this case?
Yeah.
I have not seen him anywhere but from the Sochi 2014 website at
exactly.
$55.
Exactly. LOI. Lack of interest.
Maybe.
Everybody's out.
You may be right. You may be right.
Everybody's out there right now buying Steelers and Eagles gear.
Buying Steeler gear. I got news for you right now. Even after the win, nobody's in a hurry to get that stuff.
Denver gear, whatever. Broncos, the whole thing. You know, and anybody's interested in the Olympics buying the American stuff. I mean, really. I mean, I'm not rooting for the Olympics to succeed in Sochi. I'm rooting for the Americans to succeed. Sure, it's a jingoistic viewpoint. The heck with it. I'm rooting for America. I'm not rooting for some slug from some other country to win a medal. No. I don't. It doesn't work that way.
I mean, you can't get these shirts from NBC, and they always have this stuff in stock.
They gave them to the staff. There's no buzz about these games. None. Zip. Zilch. No buzz. I mean, really, is there any buzz about this? No.
I don't think there is right now, but I think there will be come January. And you know, part of that, though, I think
during the NFL playoffs?
But part of that is NBC's fault.
Part of it is their fault.
Yeah, part of it is NBC's fault because they should be running, like, the World Cup, 2013 World Cup. They should be running that stuff on a regular basis.
If you watched last night's game, they showed you all the bogus new sports they're putting out there.
I didn't watch last night's game, but what were the bogus new sports?
Oh, some side-by-side guys on snowboards and whatever going down. Like, okay, great.
Is that snowboard cross? Is that what it's called?
I don't know what it's called.
That's pretty cool looking.
I tuned out. And then
ski cross is pretty wicked too.
And then you can win a medal as a team in figure skating.
Yes, there is a team figure skating.
Yeah, I saw that, and they didn't mention the whole thing was on tape. But the NFL is going to be live all through January. Did you know that?
That's great.
College football bowl games, all live. College basketball, all live. All live. All live. All right. Yeah, we get to sit there and watch something that took place 14 hours ago that I already know the results.
But if you don't know, it's news to you.
Who is that? What person doesn't know?
Wait a minute. We've got into this topic before. You're one of the few people that has a DVR or recording device, and you will not record live events to watch later. I think you're in the minority. Because I do.
If I know, I can watch it live.
But I'm saying, if you can't watch it live, you don't record it and watch it live.
No, if I know the result, then I'm like, okay, we're done.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's not about the result. It's about how it happened. That's the part that you're missing.
I'd like to see it unfold before my eyes.
That's a question for our phone lines at 800-795-9565. Do you watch recorded shows?
No, we're not doing anything in the Olympics today. Okay?
No. This isn't about the Olympics.
Oh, sure it is.
This is not about the Olympics. Do you watch an event that was live? Will you watch it recorded?
No.
Or will you record it yourself to watch it later?
No.
See, I think you're in the minority there. I know many, many people that would watch it recorded.
I won't. If I already know what the result is, I don't want to watch it.
But you don't want to know how it happened.
That's why God created SportsCenter.
Yeah, but I want to see it. I want to see the highlights that I want to see, not the one that somebody else decided that I want to see. Especially when it comes to the Sports Center.
Well, first of all, they don't play back any of the sports that you like, so. Any sport you like, you are not a mainstream guy.
No, I'm not. Listen, I'm not going to deny that. Cannot deny that.
And they're not allowed to show highlights of the Olympics.
No, that's right. They're not.
ESPN. No, they're not. They're not allowed to show highlights of the Olympics. It's against the rules. They can only show you pictures and graphics.
Now, when can they? Is there any time that they can? Like, do they have a 24-hour waiting period after it airs? Or they're just not allowed to do it at all?
I don't think so. No, they can show the press conference.
Now, I wonder what NBC Sports will actually do with some of their sports shows. Will they just not run those and run Olympics coverage on NBC Sports Network?
Oh, you would think so.
Yeah, I would think so. They may
do some of their shows live on location there. You got to remember, for example, in prime time, they carry a lot of hockey. Well, hockey won't be going on during the course of the Olympics because they'll be playing Olympic hockey. At that point of the year, let's see.
Well, you know what they did?
Is NBC going to use the Golf Channel, or is it going to leave the Golf Channel to golf?
See, I think there was a, I think NBC, I can't remember if it was Versus at the time or not, but there was a time where NBC had an all-hockey channel. Maybe it was, maybe that's what they did on CNBC, was just all-hockey.
In the Olympic Games, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I know that for the Summer Games, they had one network, I think it was CNBC again, that was all boxing, because that was a long sport that ran through.
Right, exactly. And I know both people that saw it loved it.
But see, I like that setup. I think that's a smart way to do it if you're NBC. Since you have all these networks anyway, and you're spending this kind of money, at least you can run them live.
Into the Olympic abyss we go. Okay.
All right, that's it. I'm done. I'm done. I said my piece. I'm done. I also, I just find it strange that more than anything that you don't watch sports that you've recorded. You won't record sports on TV that was live and watch it later. I just find that very interesting.
I will watch a DVD of Penn State's next opponent in football and basketball.
Yeah, but that doesn't count. That's not for entertainment.
Right. I know it's not. But that's the only DVDs I'll watch.
See, I find that funny. I find that funny because I will, if I'm out, not be able to watch a live sporting event, for instance, a Steeler game or a Phillies game. I'll record it and watch,
I may not watch it in its entirety. You'll watch the Steeler game on tape?
I may not watch it in its entirety.
You'll watch the Steeler game on tape?
Oh, yeah, I've done that before.
Are you going to watch the tape of last night?
No, I didn't record it last night. I had my DVR running on other stuff, so I was out of DVR opportunities.
What, was there, like, a curling thing going on?
No, there wasn't a curling thing going on.
Let me guess. You got set on the Hallmark Channel.
No, I told you what I watched. I watched Once Upon a Time because it was the winter finale. And then I watched Survivor because it was the finale.
Were there any car chases in this?
No. Not that I recall.
Figures. All right, today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. A wild, wacky half hour. I mean, wacky stuff. As we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Says here that the for the first time ever, the Olympic Games will be in super high vision format. And what's really cool, it's all on tape. All right, so. the most expensive Olympics ever, $50 billion.
What is super high vision format?
I'm just telling you what they're saying.
Is that super like one step above HD?
Maybe. Let's see. Three Russian broadcasters have this.
Three Russian households have that.
No. It's a $4.38 billion contract with NBC. This is the $4.38 billion, by the way. That's for all the Olympic Games up to 2020. Let's see. CBC has it in Canada. Let's see. So, yeah, $50 billion. They'll have competition in figure skating, freestyle skiing, and snowboarding on the 6th of February, the opening ceremonies of the 7th. Let's see. You have alpine skiing, biathlon, bobsled, cross-country skiing, curling, figure skating, freestyle skiing, ice hockey, luge, Nordic combined, short track speed skating, skeleton, ski jumping, snowboarding, and speed skating. The IOC accepted a number of events that were submitted to their respective federations to be considered for inclusion in the official program, including a figure skating team event, women's ski jumping, mixed relay biathlon, ski half pipe, and also team relay luge.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Ski slope style, snowboard slope style, and snowboard parallel special slalom are in. Out are ski mountaineering, ski orienteering, and winter triathlon. the winter triathlon got eliminated because diving in the lake.
Well, no, really? I want to go back to, what was it? What did you say it was? Relay Luge?
Yeah, Team Relay Luge.
Is that a demonstration sport?
I don't know, and I'm trying to muster up the part where I care.
I mean, how do you pass the baton in a sled?
Well, that's what makes this fun, isn't it?
I don't know. That's intriguing to me. I don't know about you.